Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I'm Tony G, and I'm here to hopefully help you on your journey. So this past weekend, all the messages that I have been getting have been about frequency, vibration, energy, and where we are with that, the understanding of that. So here's some little bit of interesting information, which, you know, you may or may not be aware of, but when we have a pinpoint idea of where we're going, when we're so focused on what we want and how to get there, the universe starts to organize with our focus. Now, this is if we have a good focus, a bad focus, an indifferent focus. And I'm going to use three kind of different examples here. So the first example is the music industry. We'll use a rock or rapper, and they have this focus, this pinpoint focus, not necessarily on the money, but on being the next rock star, if you will, or rap star, if you will. The money follows the dream. It always follows. The money always follows the dream. And when you hold that pinpoint focus and you believe that you can be that. And this takes into account also, are you healed from failure? So you can have that pinpoint focus and not believe you're good enough, not believe it's for you. It can be a subconscious belief. It could be a conscious belief. You can believe you could almost get there, but not quite. And that's exactly what will happen. And the second example is the CEO of companies. The CEOs of companies have a very pinpointed belief and a knowing of how they want to run that company, or their dream of what it should look like, how much it's capable of bringing in, and how big it can get. It'll probably never, in some cases, it gets bigger than they think, but they're open to expansion. Now, their energy carries them that far. That pinpoint belief, that knowing with their energy, and you have to have a very, very strong energy for this, a very strong energy, So that pinpoint belief with that very strong energy will take you where you want to be every single time. Going back to the case of energy, people are focused on money, which is good. We need to be focused on money. That's how we survive here. But there's so much conflict with money in our minds and in society. It always amazes me when I see posts that this person has enough money to feed the entire world and isn't. Maybe that's not what is intended. Maybe everybody's supposed to figure out how to feed themselves. Everybody has a purpose, and that purpose is not to sit back and let the rest of society take care of you. That's nobody's perfect. Now, my brother, who's 35 years old, has Down syndrome and has worked since he has been 18. He went to high school. He completed high school, and he's been working since he graduated from high school. So I don't want to hear why you can't work. There's always a purpose for everybody. And sitting back doing nothing doesn't fulfill your purpose. Now, maybe if you have very, very bad anxiety or something that doesn't let you work, you still have a purpose. You still have a reason for being here. You have to figure out that reason, and you have to go with it. So when you're in that right place energetically, all of that falls into place. Every ounce of it falls into place. You find yourself in that very, very, very strong energy where everything comes to you. Now, again, being focused on money, it's not a bad thing. But remember, money follows the dream. So if you have a dream, if you have a knowing of a talent or a purpose, money will follow that. It's being in that place where you are energetically so high, so strong, and have that knowing, this is it, this is what it's meant to be, and going with it, that gets you there. The conflict about money is, it's okay to have, in most people's minds, it's okay to have this much money, but beyond this much, I'm greedy. Or if I get this much, it's bad. Some people have been taught this through religion or politics or whatever it is. And the other thing is that if you have, you must give to everybody. But what does that do? That leaves you with nothing again. Now, I'm not saying be stingy by any means. We're going to give to who we give to. But it doesn't have to be according to political or religious beliefs or restraints or, you know, demands. Giving has to come from the heart, just like receiving. If you're giving because you're supposed to, that's not raising your energy, that's lowering your energy. Everybody has somebody they love that they'll give to. So don't worry about giving. But in that giving, it has to be practical. If you didn't have financial conflicts going on in your mind or a belief of how much is appropriate to have, where would you be right now? So when you go to college, if you go to college, you believe when you get out you're going to make this much. Why? That's because that's what somebody told you. But what if you could make so much more? Because there are people that go to college and they graduate from the same school with the same degree and the same grades. And one of them gets paid, let's just say, this amount, and the other one gets paid significantly higher. That's a belief system, and it happens every day. The same company will have two people doing the exact same work, making two very different amounts of money. That's a belief system. It's just a belief system. That's all it is. In your mind, what you believe you're worth is what the world is going to give you. Now, I have people call me and they ask my rates, and most people are very okay with my rates. They know the work I do, and they value that. Every once in a while, I'll get someone who will try to negotiate that. Listen, my worth is not up for negotiation. It's okay if you don't want to pay my rate. There are plenty of other people you can go to. And every once in a while, I'll get somebody that says, that's all. You should be charging this much. I'm okay where I am right now. But the bottom line is, you have to know what you're worth before anybody else can give it to you. And when you are so strong in your energy and who you are, that automatically happens. That 100% automatically happens. The world, the universe will conspire to make your dreams come true. You just have to be very strong in your dreams. Here's another thing that often happens with people. They want something, but then they're not sure. They're really not sure. But what if it looks like this? What if it looks like, what if it doesn't? What if it's better than you're even dreaming? But we let those what ifs and those fears get in the way of what could be. What if it's amazing? And what if it's magical? And what if it's everything you ever wanted and more? If you keep that pinpoint focus on your dreams and what you want 100%, you will achieve it, and the universe will surprise you. Okay, I'm going to go to callers now. I want you to know that when I say your area code and phone number, please have a question or a connection that you would like to make, and then we'll go from there. So the first person is 510. Hello, 510.
Hi, how are you?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tasha from California. I want to make a connection.
Okay, who do you want to connect with today? Is it your grandma or your mom? It's a woman. It's a woman because I see her.
My grandma.
Grandma, okay. At first I was like, grandma, because she just looked like a grandma, you know, that grandma age. But then I'm like, oh, wait a minute, could be mom. Okay, so grandma's here. And do you have a question or something you would like to start with grandma?
As far as how's my health going to be from here on out?
Okay, you know, your angels are going to come in and help answer this.
Okay.
But your grandma's right here too. But the biggest thing that I want you to know that they're saying, first of all, is you need to, don't take this the wrong way, but you just need to treat yourself better. You need to think of yourself in a better way. You need to be loving yourself. And they're using the analogy of an infant. What you would do for an infant, you have to start doing for yourself, okay? You have to start taking care of yourself and nurturing yourself that way. You feel like you've had a lack of love over the past, well, I'm hearing 2 and 5, and I'm hearing years. So I'm going to guess, I'm going to say at least 2 years, but probably around 5 years, you've really been struggling with loving yourself. I feel like maybe something happened, and maybe you are trying to get a hold of that and trying to get back to the way you were when you were, I want to say 16, but then again, I hear 12. So I don't know if some if you're trying to get back to the way you were at the age of 12 and or 16, or if something happened at 16 that changed it. Is all of this accurate so far?
Yeah.
Okay, sweetie. Here's what I'm going to tell you. You have to love yourself like you would love a baby. And you have to love yourself in a way that allows you to just shine. We always think somebody else can come in and love us and it will fix it. It will fill that. But anything anybody gives us, they can take away when they go, if they go. And that's a really big demand to put on someone. That's a really big ask. That's huge, to have somebody else fill a void in us. And I know you're asking about health, but love and health go hand in hand. A lot of people don't realize that. And it's self-love. It's self-love. So I'm going to tell you, medically, you're going to have some more tests coming in. You're going to have some more, they're using the word diagnoses. They're not bad. It's not bad. It's just, it is what it is. There's a fix or a cure for everything that you're going through right now. But the biggest thing is to just love yourself. I'm going to tell you, in this life, people always ask me, what's my purpose? This is the biggest question that I get. What's my purpose? And I always, the answer is the same for everybody, love. And if I go one step further and I tell you the 100% truth, this journey is about self-love. Now, some people, they don't agree. Not they don't agree, but they're surprised by that, because our whole life we're taught, don't love yourself too much, don't think too much of yourself, don't be egoic. Self-love, unconditional self-love, is extremely different than egoic love. Self-love is not about I'm better than. Self-love is about I am. I am. I am brilliant. I am a child of God. I am equal. That is self-love. If you don't think that and have that for yourself, no one on this planet will ever be able to have it for you. So it's imperative that you find a way to bring that into yourself. And I'm going to help you. I'm going to start right now with there's something stopping or blocking self-love. I absolutely get a yes on that. So let's start clearing that. You're going to feel that in your chest. It's going to be a little bit difficult to breathe, like you're trying to catch your breath right now. That's perfectly normal. Now, this isn't only good for you. It's for anybody listening, re-listening. This healing or clearing will keep happening. I feel some stuff pulling out of the hip area also, especially that right hip. And I'm going to tell you, oh, this is a big one. I'm going to tell you, value yourself, value who you are, and start doing good things for you. Even if you start one good thing at a time, just do good things for you, and you're going to be amazed at how far you go and how quickly things change for you. Everything going on with you right now, medically, is manageable, okay? The power of our thoughts is the most incredible power there is. And if you, how do I say, if I don't want to, like, make it sound so easy, but ignore, if you, you know, take care of what you need to take care of, but don't let that be your whole focus all day, every day. Allow yourself to focus on other things in other ways, And to be in that space where you are just thriving instead of surviving. You've been in survival mode since you were 16 years old. That's very, very, very stressful. I mean, extremely stressful. And there's so much that's coming in for you right now. That's just breaking my heart. I'm so sorry, sweet girl. But you're not 16 anymore. And you are not surviving anymore. You've survived. And you're okay. And you have to go from that place and keep going. And when you realize, yeah, when you realize that's done, it's over, and you're okay, everything, I mean, like the flip of a card, everything is going to turn around and be miraculous for you. I see some good luck coming in March. You have a lot of good luck coming in March, where things just start to, you know how people always say the worse it gets, or if something bad happens, it's the beginning of the downhill spiral. Well, in March, from now till March, all I want you to think is the better it gets, the better it gets. So when one good thing happens, don't wait for something bad to happen. Say, okay, the good luck has started. The good luck has started. And as you go through March, and this good luck comes in, ride that wave and don't get off it. Stay on it, because it's possible to be in a good place and that good place doesn't go away. Okay?
Okay.
It's going to take until March for you to kind of get in that place where you're like, I'm okay. Every day I want you to say, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm solid. And just keep reminding yourself of that. Now your grandma wants to tell you that she loves you. She's watching out for you. She is there helping you every day. And she's saying, bake, bake, bake. I just keep hearing bake, bake, bake. So either she liked to cook or she's telling you to cook, but not cook, cook, bake. Now, you might know what that means better than I do, but she is saying there is healing in food and there is healing in taking the time to make food for you. And just do that.
Okay.
And are you, how do you feel about this? Was this helpful?
I do a lot of baking when I do cook.
Ah, so there is, then that's a confirmation for you. And keep doing it, and don't let go of that. That's also, is that how you show people love? Because that's something that I'm getting, is that your baking is how you show people love. And it brings you comfort. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Now, your grandma's saying don't give up and don't give in. Don't concede. You're so much stronger than any title or any word or anything that comes your way. You have this power inside of you and this fight inside of you. And just don't look at things as a fight, but don't be afraid to use your power. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. I am so grateful I was able to talk with you today. I hope that this was helpful and that you understand that all of these messages made sense for you.
Thank you.
I hope you are so welcome, and I hope to hear from you again in the future.
Okay.
I am going to go directly to the next caller, 919. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much. Where are you calling from? What's your first name?
Anna, North Carolina.
Hey. So how can I help you today?
Well, I would have a question to see if you can connect with someone that that may want to say something to me about.
Okay, so the first person I see coming through is very thin and older. Is this the person you're wanting to connect to? It's like a grandpa or an older gentleman, very thin. He was thin in the end. He was thin in the end.
That'll work.
Is this who you wanted to connect to?
I'm sorry?
Is this who you wanted to connect to, or is there someone else you wanted to connect to?
I wanted to connect with someone else, but, you know.
Okay, give me the first name of that. This is just the first person to walk in. That mm-hmm. doesn't mean the other person isn't here.
Okay.
What's the name of the – I'm sorry, one more time?
Kimber.
Timber and
Kimber, like Kim, Kimber.
Oh, Kimber. Thank you so much for clearing that. Because I was going Kimber, Timber, and I was getting nothing. So thank you for clarifying that. Okay, I need to ask you, was she a fuller woman?
A what?
At one point. Okay, she's right here next to me, so we have her. Do you want to start with a question for either of these folks, or do you want to just hear what they have to say?
I'd like to ask Kimber what she thinks I should do about relationship things.
The first thing I hear is let go. And before you ask that, I have to say she was going, girl. What are you thinking? She's saying she could make a whole song out of what you thinking. She's doing this like, you know, when they used to go wiki, wiki, wiki. She's going, what you thinking? Why you thinking? So I'm sorry. She is cracking me up. Oh, my goodness. Her personality is larger than life. She is the basis.
Right.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And
yeah.
She wants, I have to get this right the way she's saying it.
Okay.
Oh, God. She's just like saying, don't sweat this. Don't sweat this, and I'm just going to leave it at that. She's saying, you're a diamond. Don't be with a piece of coal that's never going to shine or see your shine. You need to be with somebody that is also a diamond so that they can acknowledge and see that you are a diamond. Try something.
And will I find that person?
Huh?
Will I find them?
Yes. Okay, I got to go quick here. I got to go really quick, so I'm going to speak, and if we get cut off, I am so sorry. But
go right
in March, somebody's coming in. This person is going to be monumental. Be open to all possibilities. Be open to something. Be open to vanilla.
What'd you say?
Oh, my gosh. Be open to vanilla.
Be open to vanilla,
vanilla ice cream. If chocolate hasn't worked, chocolate might be good for some things, but be open to vanilla. Be open to spumoni.
What was that last one you said, moni?
Spumoni, which is like an Italian ice cream. Just be open to all possibilities. Kimber is saying, there are tons of flavors out there. Stop licking the same ice cream cone if it hasn't worked. Try something new.
I got it. And this new is coming in March, but where will I find them? That's my problem.
What they're saying, okay, I'm going to run out, but be out and about, especially in March, and make sure you are looking around and having fun. Just shine.